Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Has come, and the land is dark, and the moon is the only light we'll see.
That's Benny King bringing us back.
No, I won't be afraid. Oh, I won't.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. And my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number 3, thethirdingredient.com. Hope you check that out. And I think you'll find that book interesting. I think you'll enjoy reading it because it's stories. I get across my story, my thinking on the analog world, converting into the digital world, and the ethical journey that we have to take. So that's what that book is all about. The subtitle is The Journey of Analog Ethics into the World of Digital Fear and Greed. And I think you'll enjoy it because it's about us. I'm glad you're here. I want to continue to talk about, it's just you and me, by the way, continuing our conversation. I want to continue on the theme of my previous segment, where I talked about how we have to make sure that we install trust and the trust proxies in our digital tools. Make sure that customers, you know, I'll come back to this common theme that I've been developing now for over a decade, and that is to remind people that we are the first generation of analog humans to have to deal with a different dimension, the digital dimension. And if you think about it, you know, it took us 10,000 years to go from mammoth to mainframe, and we've gone from mainframe to mobile in a generation or two, in 40 years, 50, 60 years. Think about that. That's a compression of time and innovation that no other generation has ever had to deal with, ever. And the impact of this digital leverage on our lives has changed so many things, has accelerated so many things. And on the one hand, my first response is to be irritated at us for not doing a better job. How come we're not doing a better job with the ethical part of this? We can see it in front of us. We realize this is not good. But then I have to back up a little bit and cut ourselves a little slack. Just a little bit, but not for long. Don't get comfortable. Cut ourselves a little slack because no other generation has ever had to deal with this. Our world is nothing if a civilization cannot be such without ethical behavior. And for years and years, for centuries and millennia, we had analog ethics that permeated every part of our existence. It was just there. It was a code of conduct. It was laws, regulations, moral sentiment, values, etc. All those things, and we didn't even think about it. But now we're using new leverage, digital leverage that we didn't have before. And that digital leverage has got to be, it doesn't come with ethics. Whereas your analog leverage that you took from your father and mother, who got it from their father and mother, the ethical part of those, of that leverage, the tool may have been new and improved, but the use of it, the ethical application of it, was not different from your parents or your grandparents or even older. But now the tools that you and I are using, that we're acquiring, the digital tools, the tools that we're giving to our children, don't come with ethical bearing. There's nothing in it that's ethical. There's no trust in an algorithm if we don't put it in there. And so it's our job As the first generation of digital earthlings, it's our job to set the stage to become the stewards of digital ethics. The future of our planet, in my opinion, this is infinitely more important than climate change. I've said for a long time, long before climate change harms us, our ethical behavior in the digital age, we'll take ourselves down. And if we don't get a handle on the ethical bearing, the ethical part of our digital, abusing the digital leverage as we do, and as we give it to our children, as we apply it in the marketplace, in our businesses, if we don't get a handle on this, then I worry about the future. We have to realize that it's up to us to be ethical. We have to impose, imply, install, and to be devoted and committed to ethical behavior as we use digital tools. They don't come with it. And if we're building digital tools, then we have to install them in that. And that's going to be, in my opinion, the key to whether Earthlings survive, whether we survive ourselves. I'm going to take a quick break. I'm Jim Blasingham. I'll be right back with a very special guest. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.